Good evening. This is the Whitney Town Advisory Board meeting for November 1st, 2018. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record show that Richard Forbes is excused for this evening. Are there any county staff here this evening? Please state your name for the record.
My name is Steve Demers, Senior Planner for the Clark County Conference of Planning Department.
Thank you.
Stephanie Hallety, Commissioner of Gifts and Office.
Public comment. This is the period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments for the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Is there any public comment? Seeing there is none. Approval of the minutes for October 11, 2018.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for October 11.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Motion carries. Approval of agenda for November 1st, 2018.
I move that we approve the agenda for November 1st, 2018.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion carries. Informational item. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events. What was the thing?
It's November 3rd.
Thank you.
And what was the first item you said, sir, that was next?
There's a neighborhood meeting on November 7th at 5:30 in here. Discuss it out with the United States on the
agenda. Okay. And then there's also an invitation out for a Clean Water Fest to be held November 3rd this weekend. From 8 to 3 p.m. Out at the Water Resource Center at the Reclamation District. So I don't know if you guys have done it before, but I haven't. It's very interesting, and they take you on a bus around and explain the entire facilities. So, okay, any other informational items?
Your application.
Oh. Applications to serve on the Whitney Town Board are available until Tuesday, November 13th. 2018 for appointments by the Board of County Commissioners to serve on the tab for 2-year terms beginning January 2019. Okay, planning and zoning. UC-18-0764 Nevada Environmental Response TR and La Petamon 28 Inc. TRS use permit to allow a public utility structure, utility pole, and transmission line outside of a designated above-ground transmission line corridor. Design review for a proposed public utility structure, utility pole, and transmission lines on a portion of 4.2 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone and an M2 industrial zone, generally located on the south side of Warm Springs Road, 1,360 feet west of Boulder Highway, within the Whitney planning area.
Good evening, Madam Chair, Town Board members. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. First, the subject site is located on the south side of Warm Springs. So here's Warm Springs, about maybe 1,000 feet west of Boulder Highway. On the north side of Warm Springs is the city of Henderson. On the south side of Warm Springs is unincorporated Clark County. What we're proposing is a 126-foot-tall power line for 230 volt. I certainly have Randy Cagle here and others who, if you had more information or wanted more details about the power line specifics, they could answer that. But basically what this application is to erect one of these power lines on this portion of the site right here that's in the county. And what it's going to do is then cross over Warm Springs, tie into what has been approved last month by the city of Henderson, a couple of different things, a large data center, which then has its own on-site switchyard, and that power line will traverse across through here and tie in to the switchyard here to provide power and energy for the approved data center. So last month, October 9th, the City of Henderson Planning Commission approved the special use permits, and it's referenced in your staff report. Not that it was approved, but referenced that those applications were made for the data center switchyard and then power line for this portion across on the north side of Warm Springs. Now we're crossing over, now we're in the county jurisdiction asking for that portion of the line on this portion of the site within the Nevada Power right-of-way easement. We appreciate staff's recommendation, agree with all their conditions, and myself or someone on the team, I think, would be able to answer any questions you may have regarding this application.
Thank you. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this item? Seeing there is none, I'm closing this to the public and opening it to the board. So it is located on a Nevada Energy easement?
Correct.
So what's across the street from it?
Across the street on this side is Bobby Ellis Towing Yard over here, and towing facilities directly across. And also there is easements obtained through here as well that then connects to the client's property, which is right here where the switchyard and data center would be. So this portion has been, like I mentioned, approved by the City of Henderson. So now the south portion is what we're coming for.
Okay. Other questions from the board?
Any residences in proximity of project?
No, there. I mean, we have some on the other side of Boulder Highway, but no. I mean, this right here is, as you well know, is highly industrial, one of the most intense industrial areas in anywhere in Clark County, whether it be the city, Henderson, or Las Vegas, unincorporated. This right here is actually, I don't have my zoning map with me, but this right here is all predominantly M2, which is actually pretty rare and within the disposal area that you have M2 actually within the disposal. So this is highly intense manufacturing type uses. There's no, residential. And the closest that I really know of is well north of us on the other side of the Boulder Highway.
How long does it take them to put it up? Because it said that there was going to be like minimal construction. How long does it take from the time they break ground to the time that happened?
Construction time.
Construction timeline for the first data center. They've already broken ground.
No, for the pole. For the pole.
Probably about 3 months.
Okay. Any other questions? Anybody want to make a motion?
I'd be happy to make a motion for approval for staff recommendations.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor to approve based on staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
General business. Board to review the FY 2017-2018 budget request. Should it be 18-19 budget request?
And do the previous request and then go on to suggestions for the next.
And take public input regarding suggestions for FY 19 and 20 budget requests for possible action.
Okay.
Budget.
So the previous fiscal year's budget, the only thing that the town board requested were the new chairs that you currently have.
Right.
That was only because it was requested the prior fiscal year.
Okay.
Do you have any requests for the upcoming?
No, and I guess the question that I...
Go ahead.
The question that I had is that, like last year, what kind of budget do we have? Is it kind of you know, pie in the sky. Like, we could be like, oh, we like to have this put in, but it could be a $5,000 project, a $10,000, opposed to, like, we just got office chairs. Or do we have a specific budget for us?
I don't believe there's a specific dollar amount, especially if you go and review one of the things that she put in there that was previously approved by the town board was equipment for the secretary, an entire community center, a new stoplight, improvements to the road, that sort of thing. So it's not like a specific budget, because if you think about it, new equipment for the town board secretary versus an entire community center, two huge, largely different things in the their monetary value.
Right.
So I don't think there's a dollar amount. We'll take whatever requests you have and then we'll submit them and see if you
can
get them.
Okay. Okay,
so. I would like to request improvements or upgrades to the crosswalk at Morris and Tropicana.
Morris and Tropicana?
Yeah, because currently it has the lights, but they blink 24/7, so they basically serve no purpose because they don't mean anything. So they're always, so everyone ignores them. And
so
kids coming from school or the library.
You're requesting the pedestrian punch lights.
Yes, and like the new ones on Boulder, the flash bright lights.
Right.
When,
like
you know,
the ones on Sun Valley.
Yeah, the ones they just installed.
Right.
Yeah, right, across from Eastside Cannery. So right. When someone pushes them, it actually, there are yellow and white lights, and you know that someone's crossing. So, because otherwise, yeah, I was like, I try to look, but it doesn't mean anything.
And
they blink all the time.
They blink all the time.
So everyone ignores them.
Yes.
So. Yeah, or there's that one that's the one at Sahara in Maryland that's like stops right. Both sides of the streets for, like, until
that
people,
one?
That's probably a little drastic. I like the one on Boulder.
I mean, that's a little strange.
Yeah, the one at Boulder and Sun Valley is what I was,
okay.
Is more. So.
That would be a good addition.
It would be a great addition.
Because they've already put the sidewalk, they did the median, so just to leave some space, but those lights don't do anything.
Any other questions?
Yes. You knew you had to look at me. I know that Hacienda is in the works for repavements and retail work and this, but maybe in the interim, I don't know how long it's going to take for them to get started on that, we can put much larger speed limit signs on Hacienda, specifically from Nellis to Stephanie. It is a speedway.
They race on the weekend.
They race. And I'm going to be going to First Tuesday and making requests to the police department as well for additional patrols for the area, as well as they do donuts, for lack of a better term, up at Southeast Technical, as well as behind Courtney. So it's become a big racing area.
Do you want just larger speed limit signs, or do you want one of those things where they drive by and tell you what you're...
Well, that would be wonderful, but I know those are few and far between. But if they could put something up in the meantime, that would be perfect while they're doing the construction, which I hope is in the very near future for the repaving. But it would have to go both ways. Obviously, because we can't get a stop sign anywhere in between. We've been told that. So we need to have it.
Okay.
Speed identified.
Anybody else?
And I don't know if this is already done. So, you know, the Nellis Bridge, when you guys paint it, is it already done in a kind of paint that is anti-graffiti? Like, so it doesn't.
Like resistant to spray paint?
Yes. Because isn't that kind of different? That's my understanding, is that it actually has to be treated. You know what I mean? So if somebody goes up to it and goes to spray it, it has nothing to stick to. I know a lot of communities are starting to use that. Then Ellis Bridge could, over the 95, could definitely use that. It's getting hit now every other week, easily.
We are going to be painting it. We're cleaning it up on Saturday.
The bridge? Or the bridge?
That whole area. But I will ask if it has that, and if it doesn't, if that's something that we can.
Because the bridge itself is white, and then when you go into where the walkway is, like by the wash, that's tan, and then they'll hit either side of that too.
So the walkway off
of
that trail.
Yeah. But I don't know how that works, because if that's actually considered.
That might be
the
too.
well, not ends up, but the actual property owners. You know what I mean? Like if it extends to, that's their wall for private property.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But anyway, definitely the bridge. Yeah, I had to call it out twice, but then they came in. It was really bad.
The graffiti cleanup has been very prompt lately.
Within a week.
Yeah, it was
within
pretty
a week.
Prompt.
But anyways, it would be nice. If
yeah,
it's possible.
I think that that's just something that we can make a request to Public Works, not something
that has to be budgeted
specifically with the budget.
Oh,
we'll just
okay.
We'll just do an inquiry and check with Public Works to start out with.
Okay.
And if it's not something they have that, let's say, is in their budget to do, then we'll include it in this.
And then, if this can be a pie in the sky kind of thing, but I think it goes hand in hand, it may be MDOT though. What about some kind of pedestrian bridge over Boulder Highway?
Where at Boulder Highway?
Well, that's the magical question. There's a couple of places.
Okay, so you want multiple pedestrian bridges,
across from the RV park at Sam's Town would be a good place.
But
Walmart, because that's where everyone...
The Walmart.
Boulder and Nellis.
Between Harmon and Nellis. So, you know, like where the Sam's Town, between Sam's Town and the RV lot, their RV lot, because everyone crosses to Walmart there all the time.
If I could interject real quick on that. RTC, I've been going to the meetings with RTC and the Boulder Highway from downtown all the way to Henderson. And the proposal that probably won't be done for a bit, but it's in the works, that there wouldn't be any bridges, so it'd be kind of a fruitless, you know, endeavor. I think more crosswalks would be better than a bridge, because their intention is to have the center bus lines in the center with two vehicle on each side, and then pedestrian and bike lanes and whatnot.
But you can have a bridge and then have a staircase that would go down
to
the buses.
But their intention is to have more crosswalks to the bus
stops. With stop signs?
Well, because they have to have something.
Because a crosswalk with no mechanism to stop traffic is useless.
Oh, no, that goes without saying. Right. I'm going along with what's up on Sun Valley is what really is needed.
Yeah.
That would be the thing.
And even then, I've seen some really...
Because
we'll go to that Denny's, and I've seen some really good calls still.
So, but anyway.
Okay. Do you
want
to include an objection walkway? And
we can
put it out there. Why not?
Why not?
And just at that one location, or is there other places?
That would probably be a big start, because that's what I was thinking was the Walmart, but trying to figure out where to.
Oh, by the Walmart and the campground.
Yeah, that's where most people.
Nobody wants to go to either end.
Right.
Yeah, it's too far.
Walmart and RV.
Yeah, because they don't want to. It's too far to walk to Harmon or Nellis.
Right.
So they just cut to Walmart.
Okay.
And that's...
One more thing. I don't know if this would go on our budget or not. I know that in my communication with Blanca, the commercial parking, and she's been in touch with Public Works. Okay. But, I mean, at least you can throw that in there, that it's coming from the board as well. What I had requested and what might be in the works is some signs specifically off of Tropicana and Denny. We have two, sometimes three, semis parked there.
So you want signage down Hacienda?
No, Denny.
Denny?
Off of Tropicana. But did I say Hacienda? If I did, I know.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
Off of Tropicana. And in fact, tonight the guy that's been is there now, he's been there since the 25th of October.
Two of them
left tonight. Yeah, and this guy that's still there has been there and hasn't moved since.
Just on Denny?
So if you do it at Danica by Courtney Middle School?
No, so commercial parking, yeah. Wherever they can put it.
At Danica and...
Nothing against the trucking industry, because we need trucks. We need long-haul trucking, but there's got to be a place for them to park.
Okay.
As opposed to residential areas.
Yeah, the guy who's on Bridget has hit the front, you know, the cab part. It's pulled up into his driveway again. Saw it again today. He's been there for the last three days.
Oh, he doesn't have the whole back end?
No, he didn't have the back end.
Oh.
He just has his cab pulled up into his driveway, and I mean, there's like this much room between the two houses, and he's got his big old cab. You can't miss it. It's on the right hand side of Bridget.
I'm just talking to the big Ridge driver. You still can't park in residential neighborhoods.
Yeah.
I mean, I sympathize with him. Most of them have to pay to park somewhere. My brother-in-law does the same thing, but he doesn't park in the
I did see a couple of them were parking over on Nellis, which is great. I mean, that's fine, and that's where they can be.
Now, on Nellis, down by Marissa, that area, it's not too bad. There's been a tractor trailer left there for a couple of times, a white one.
Right.
And then the red one that used to park there on the west side of Jocelyn.
Yep.
Now he parked between Jocelyn and the school. He's been there a couple of times.
Yep.
Where it's the block wall.
That's what I'm saying, where she should put the commercial sign between on Zanica, between Jocelyn and what is that?
I put Zanica near by Courtney.
Okay.
If it does get approved or for
then they'll have to come out and say yes.
I'll ask.
It'll be pretty obvious where they park.
When he parks there, he's actually parking. His cab's actually in the school.
Of course he is.
School zone sign there.
Yeah.
But when he parks there, the front of his rig's in the school zone. And walks the 15 mile an hour sign.
Just continue to contact our office when that happens, and we'll run up to the school's office and we'll be out there.
Okay, is that should it? Because I mean, it's probably every other week. Probably whenever you
just send me an email or call me.
Okay.
We'll get the council's office out there to try to add it a little bit right now, and then we'll add this about the signage. Like Jerry said, we might already be doing this in Public Works, it sounds like.
Could be.
If not,
okay.
When he was parked on the other side, when we first, he first came to light, I went by and got the number off the truck. I called him. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I said, it's blocking the traffic. It's illegally parked. And you're going to have to move it. It was gone for a while. Mm-hmm. Now it's back on the other side. So I could try to give him a call again. I mean, that's the habit I got into working as a crossing guard supervisor. If I outsaw a car or a truck, I'd call him. Usually, if you explain to him nice, they listen to you. And it's usually quicker than any other kind of avenue.
Than having to go out there, tag it, and wait, and see if they move it. If they don't move it, then. Okay, anything else?
You got a full page there now, don't you? Pretty well.
We can keep brainstorming.
Well, I know the people in Nevada Ranch want a left turn lane into Nevada Ranch off of Boulder Highway, but I don't know who's that. But that's probably NDOT, yeah. So.
That is NDOT, yeah.
So, and I know I see that on the next door page.
You can email me exactly what you want to be in contact with.
Okay.
NDOT, and
okay. Cool.
Okay. Thanks for that. Okay, board to review, make any changes, and approve the 2019 through 2021 tab meeting calendar. So there are a couple of dates that have come up, and so if we want to go ahead, because they fall on holidays, we can go ahead now and cancel them out. Yeah. Okay. Can I read it all at once?
I'm just going to write it down when you read it. I just read it off.
And make one motion then.
And then you need to make a motion and you guys can vote.
Right. Okay. So November 28th, 2019, that's Thanksgiving. November 26th of 2020 is Thanksgiving. New Year's Eve of 2020. And then November 11th, 2021 is Veterans Day, and that's the county holiday. So those are the four that I saw. Stephanie brought up that there is one of them falls on Halloween, and one of them falls on Valentine's Day.
2/14 of 2019 and 2/10/31 of 2019
fall on it. I personally don't have an issue with it falling on those 2 days, but let's have a discussion. Does Valentine's Day or Halloween affect?
I mean, I don't think inconvenience. People have kids, they're not going to come on Halloween. You know, it might be okay for us, but if, you know, I think the chances of, you know, forcing someone to come here to be on that day, or, I mean, Valentine's Day, I don't have any conflict, unfortunately.
How many meetings do we have? I don't have that calendar with me. How many meetings do we have that
in October?
That's next year? 2018.
That was 19,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, we have, you mean total?
No, that
we have another.
And we have like the, we have January 31st and then February 28th.
No, in October.
Oh, I was starting with Valentine's Day. I don't know if we, just we have the 31st of January, then it would be the 14th would be Valentine's Day, and then the 28th in February.
So
we have another
two that month.
Yeah, we have the last day of the month and the last day of February.
And what about and then, the Halloween?
So if you take out Halloween and you're going to have a meeting on October 10th, then cancel the meeting on Halloween. Your next meeting is not going to be until November 14th.
So technically then in that October, we'll only have one meeting.
That is correct.
Why was everything, why is everything canceled the third week of October?
Like
that might be a counting down week.
Okay. Because that would normally have fallen on the 24th.
Yeah, right.
But then they moved it to the 31st.
It's not every other week. Right. It's the, after the Board of County Commission meets.
Right, which
and then.
Would have been.
That's
but
one,
I think
that's
it's a down week. Okay.
And I noticed the other month like that too.
Yeah.
Just you guys don't schedule anything that week?
Well, I mean, if you meet twice a month, mm-hmm. right? Twice a month for 12 months, that's 24 meetings.
Gotcha. So that's why you guys said that.
And so there's just the number of weeks a year, it's just going to be 4 dead weeks throughout the year.
Well, and just so to remind everybody that our bylaws say we only have to meet once a quarter.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And there definitely has been times when we don't have any business,
right.
And we've gone like 2 months without meeting.
Yeah. So I think pushing it an extra week or two, it's not like we're packed.
Okay.
We had stuff all the time.
Oh, you love birds? What Valentine's Day?
Hey, I'm wishful thinking. I need it. I got a few months to work on that.
Okay,
we need
so
to
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So you need to make a motion and read off all the days that you're going to choose that you do not want to have.
Yep.
Or you want to cancel the meetings.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to cancel the meetings on November 28th, 2019 for Thanksgiving. November 26th. Of 2020 for Thanksgiving, November 11th of 2021 for Veterans Day, New Year's Eve, so December 31st of 2020, February 14th for Valentine's Day for 2019, and then October 31st of 2019. For Halloween.
So are you making a motion?
Yes.
Okay.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Motion carries. Okay. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the council by majority vote. Is there any public comment? Seeing there is none, we are adjourned till November 15th. Good evening.